Hey, Mark, I've got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Do you like scary movies?
Not as, particularly.
As Halloween approaches, many take time to watch their favorite horror films. If you pay attention, you'll notice most slasher films have certain principles to learn. And we're taking you to the movies to teach you what horror stories have to teach us about financial principles so your finances aren't a horror story.
Hey, welcome to the Talking Sense podcast. I'm Mark Osorio.
And I'm Teresa Arago. We're financial advisors, and if there's one thing we understand, it's that money can be confusing.
So get ready, because we're breaking down what you don't know about money today on the Talking Sense podcast.
All right, Mark, what's your favorite horror movie?
I don't know that I have a favorite. Honest, if I'm watching a horror movie, it's with a bunch of people, and right afterwards, I have to watch like a Disney movie.
With the lights on. Yes. And you gotta watch. Okay, I get that.
Watch like Moana afterwards or something.
Don't tell people you watch Moana. You're too young for that. You don't have kids. You don't have a good excuse. Great movie, though. I have to admit, mine is Scream. So I was actually kind of raised on scary movies. I watched them way too young. I had a lot of exposure to them because my mom loved horror films. But the reason I love Scream is because all throughout my life, I noticed these patterns of behavior, and I would catch myself watching the show going, "Don't go up the stairs. What do you think?" You know, things like that.
Yeah.
And in Scream, they actually addressed all of these unwritten rules. Mm. So I love that. And I know you're probably out there thinking to yourself, how in the world can we learn about finances from horror flicks? Well, we're financial advisors. So grab your popcorn, soda, and your favorite snack and listen in. So we're going to talk about a few different movies, the first one being The Shining, and I'm going to tell everybody, I'm just going to be honest,
yeah,
you've not seen most of these.
No, because again, I do not do scary movies.
So I've given him some details about the plots of each of these, but you know, just know that, bless him, Mark is having to probably, well, like having little nightmares in his head about
the
all these.
Some person at some point decided it'd be a good idea to let me watch it whenever I was like 4 or 5. To this day, I still hate clowns. I can't do it. I mean,
I can imagine that was pretty shocking.
Yeah.
So the first one we're going to talk about is The Shining. So in this film, Jack Torrance takes on the job of caretaker at a remote hotel, and then he starts unraveling. And in one scene, his wife walks up to this typewriter and it is typing on its own, and it's got over and over and over again, "All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy."
Red rum, red rum.
Here's the thing, guys. If all you do is work, you are going to go crazy. You've got to have a balance between your work life and your personal life, and make sure that you've got some room in there to decompress and do things that fill you back up.
Yeah. So what do you do to maintain that balance?
So for me, one of the things that's really important is that my job does not supersede my role as mom. Mm-hmm. So several years ago, I was having a hard time with this, and Janet, one of our owners, actually encouraged me to, as soon as I get my kids' sports schedules, because I've got a bajillion of them and they got a lot of sports, mm-hmm, I go ahead and mark myself
out.
You have
a bajillion kids?
Yes. I go ahead and mark myself out so that I can make it to as many of those as possible,
yeah,
in advance, because we don't really control our schedules. So things can be added on there that I didn't know was coming.
And do all the time. Yeah.
And so this year, my daughter played volleyball for the first time, and I was able to make every single game.
Wow.
And that was huge to her.
Yes.
That I'd be there. So that's kind of how I balance out. What about for you, Mark?
Yeah. So for me, travel has always been of utmost importance. I like to experience new cultures and just have new experiences. So for me, just making sure that I've got something that I'm working to, right? Mm-hmm. So as far as vacation goes, I'm also big time into competitive sports. So now I do triathlons. So I always go ahead and schedule out in advance what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, like kind of like what you just said, right? Mm-hmm. It's already something that's planned. It's already, you're already building up to it.
Yeah. And you can look forward to it on those days when you're having a frustrating day too.
Yes.
And also on that kind of same note, if your job is making you crazy, find another job, find your passion. There is no paycheck worth being miserable. So that's The Shining for you and what we learned from there. And then there's Carrie, which to me is a classic. I have to admit, I didn't really love this movie, mm-hmm, and I'm not going to go into all the plot because it's a little bit crazy. But kind of the big picture is Carrie had a rough start, horrible family life, horrible school life, tormented by her classmates, set up in a situation where she thinks they finally accepted her, and they haven't. In the meantime, she has developed telekinetic powers.
Oh, wow.
So that's cool. Then she burns down the gym around the mall.
No, you want that person to be your best friend.
Yeah, exactly. I call it the like serial killer list. They're the people that you want to be nice to, but not so nice that they get attached to you. Okay.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. As you develop your powers in your career and you start earning raises and you start getting promotions, don't waste that power. Mm-hmm. Make sure that as you get those promotions, that those raises equal additional contributions to your employer plan instead of additional spending.
Right, right. So it's the moral being use your powers for good, right? Mm-hmm. Not don't just like frivolously just waste them.
Yes, or use them for revenge. As you gain positions, don't be, you know, like killing your coworkers. That would get awkward.
True, true.
So yeah, but definitely be intentional about that. One of the things I tell my clients is every year when they get a raise or every time they get a raise, if it's not annually, at least increase your contributions by 1%. Mm-hmm. Because over a lifetime, a career, that adds up.
Yeah,
and you, before you know it, you're doing a full contribution to your employer plan.
Yeah, it's those small everyday actions, right? That the mm-hmm. build up. But I'll go ahead and tell you what was wrong with that movie. The name, it's not even scary at all.
That'd be... Yeah, if you saw it, it is. But yeah, not the name. So Jaws, better title, right? Yes. I will tell you, this is. To this day, I still don't like swimming in the ocean because of this movie.
Yeah, no
it's
joke.
The concept. I don't even like swimming in open water in general, like lakes. I'll do it. But if I can't see the bottom, mm-hmm. I don't really prefer to put my whole body into it because of this movie. This was one of my favorites as a kid. And I'm absolutely obsessed with sharks because of it, too. So there's tourist town that's plagued by this killer shark that is huge. Okay.
Yep.
And they're to save the day. They have a local sheriff, a marine biologist, and a crazy local fisherman named Captain Quint.
Mm.
And they're there to rid them of the beast. Well, this lady puts out a bounty after her kid gets killed. Then a bunch of other people show up trying to get rid of this beast. And there's a few different things that I felt like we could glean from this. First of all, I get the first person getting eaten by the shark.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. But the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, why were these people still getting in the water?
You would learn.
If you've got a friend who's made some really dumb mistakes, don't keep following them.
Don't do it.
Don't keep doing the same things they're doing. If you have parents who got in a bunch of debt and you're aware of that, choose differently for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like don't just keep getting back in the water.
Yeah.
And if you're, you know, those amateur fishermen, I mean, when you look in the movie, they're literally in fish boats. This massive shark is like 20, 30 feet. It's insane. It's obviously not real. But what are you going to do with a boat that's that small?
Yeah, shark don't care.
Yeah.
It's going to get you.
So that's the first thing I pulled from this. And then the second one was about being careful about who takes you on your journey. So this Captain Quint, at one point they're thinking, we need to call in for help.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy has decided that this shark is going to be his. So he sabotages their ability to get help.
Oh, man. That's like the one thing you don't want to do. Jeez.
Yes. So who's helping you along your financial journey? And do they have your best interest in mind? Do they know what they're talking about? And in our world, that would be, are they fully licensed or are they maybe limited in what tools they can offer you because of their licensing?
Mm-hmm. Are they commission only? Because then there might be some conflicts of interest there.
Yes. And another thing that I felt like, this is one of my favorite quotes from the movie, and this is where the sheriff, Brody, he says, you're going to need a bigger boat when he sees the shark for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And this does draw a parallel when it comes to retirement. We've talked about pensions and all that. And go into a little bit more detail about why we say you're going to need a bigger boat for retirement.
Well, the main issue being, if you don't know what a pension is, it's basically a employer provided retirement plan where you have a defined benefit, meaning you get to receive a certain amount of income, monthly income, for the rest of your life once you retire. However, those benefits are quickly going away.
Yeah.
Right? So when, back in the 50s, 70s, those were a lot more prevalent. Ever since then, and with the rise of 401ks, the responsibility has shifted from being on the employer to the employee. Mm-hmm. So meaning that you need a bigger boat, right?
Yes.
You need to keep putting more money into your retirement plan because you don't have that safety net of mm-hmm. a pension.
You're only really likely to have Social Security. So if mm-hmm. that's not going to be enough to cover your every month expenses, you really need to have a bigger boat. Yeah. And most of us, it won't be because it's not intended to replace your entire paycheck.
Exactly.
So we've dealt with Jaws. Next comes The Exorcist. And I love the same reaction I got when we were just kind of going through the details earlier. Mm-hmm. So there's this family. They have this wonderful daughter. They can't get a handle on her. Her behavior becomes erratic and quite creepy. There's pea soup involved. You can look that scene up yourself for those that have seen it. But they decide to call in an expert, an exorcist, because they've decided that they can't handle this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Two things here. First off, is there something from your life that needs to be exercised? Is there something from your financial journey that just needs to be cut out? And if you have something like that, do you need an expert to help you with that?
Yeah. It might get to the point where, you know, you have no other option, and we don't want it to get to that point. So definitely want you to make sure to come in and have that connection, have that accountability. Make sure that you're, again, not doing it alone and not going to let it get to the point, again, where it's the only option.
Yes. And I think a lot of people just feel overwhelmed by their debt, especially when you mix in student loan debt. We've talked about that before. They just don't have a plan. They're kind of shotgun approaching. They're putting a little bit extra in every debt that they have, where there's other strategies that can be utilized with the help of a financial advisor to help you overcome that and then make real progress towards your goals.
Yeah.
And then the last one, the next to last one, my favorite movie, Scream. So there's one character, Randy, who lists in one little scene three of the rules that he says you have to follow to survive a scary movie. I'm not going to repeat them because, you know, it's not my place. But he does end up badly injured by the end of the movie. He does survive the first one, but he's stabbed multiple times. So he's having a bad day.
Yeah.
But he knew all the rules and he still got injured.
He survived.
He did survive.
Yes.
He did survive. He did not come out fully whole.
Okay. Okay.
So the parallel here is that there's a lot of information on the internet, not a lot of wisdom. And when it comes to you, is that information catered to you? Most likely not. It's meant for the masses. So it's important that you have personal advice and accountability.
Yeah. Knowledge does not equal wisdom. Right. No. So that's exactly to your point. You can have all these little bits of knowledge, but you might survive, but you might not be whole, right?
Exactly. So you might have, you know, you might get some decent returns kind of trying to figure it out yourself. But again, having a personal plan or someone giving you advice that is specific to your goals, you're more likely going to meet them that way than you could just kind of shooting in the dark and throwing money at things.
Yeah.
And then our last film that we're going to kind of draw a parallel from is Final Destination. And, you know, in this film, basically, it's about how fate catches up to all of us. These kids somehow escape this, you know, near-death experience where they should have died and they don't. But then death comes knocking for them. Ooh. And they start dying in really weird ways. And there's multiple iterations of this film, just like there are with all horror films. But the reality is all of us are headed somewhere. Mm-hmm. All of us want to retire at some point, or at least I think even those that say they don't ever plan to retire, those clients that come in and they're like, oh, I'll never retire. They always come back. And either they have to retire because of health reasons or they decide they do want to retire. So if we all know where we're heading, why aren't we getting prepared?
Yeah, no, that's an important part of it. You know, and the thing is, will you get caught off guard, or are you going to make a plan, you know, to make sure that the destination that you're headed to is the one you actually want?
Yes, I think there's a huge dynamic shift that happens when you reach that financial independence, whatever that is for you, where you realize you're doing things because you want to, not because you have to.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's similar to, you know, when you become an adult, there are a lot of things that you get to do because you want to, not because you have to. For me, that was reading.
Mm-hmm.
I had to read in school, so I didn't really enjoy it. But then once I could, think about that with your finances, where if you decide, hey, I want to go to Hawaii, you can. Wouldn't that be awesome?
If you
decide at 65 that you can't work any longer because of a health issue and you've planned ahead, then it's not a big deal when you pull the trigger to retire because you're ready. So we've all got a destination we're headed to. Make sure you're ready for it.
Yep.
So it's time for our 2 cents. I'll let you go, Mark.
Yeah. No. So if you feel like your finances are a nightmare on Elm Street or whatever street you live on, it's time to get some help. We have tools to help you get back in the fight and find financial independence.
And just like running upstairs is never a good idea during a chase scene, delaying action towards your goals is bound to leave you in a bind. So take some steps today to work toward whatever you want your financial future to look like. Thank you guys for joining us today on Talking Sense. Stay safe out there and join us on our next episode.
Thanks for listening to Talking Sense. And if you like what you hear, make sure and subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes.
The Jim Walt team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com or you can call our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526.
And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success.
GemWealth Financial Advisors is an Arkansas registered investment advisor with securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.